Shalom.
Hello, shalom.
So we spoke last time about what our environment speaks to us, does to us. When we want to have more of a possibility to be shalit on our yetzer, that we should be carried away with the situation. We have to try to change how the world speaks to us. That we spoke last time. And then that's a part of the godless. That's a part of your conscious decision. This is it's a difficult thing in a certain way, but it is also a part which your seichel is really has something to say. And it is a very it's a strong area where your seichel can say something. That's why it's very much connected to godless, because then whenever there is an intrinsic feeling coming up already, that means your goof is beginning to react. Yeah, you feel it. Then this feeling is very much a question of tchusha, which already came up, which was created by itself or by your exposure to something. Yeah? This feeling is created, and then this is a taiva, and this taiva is there, and then we show it on the taiva with a musa or with a spilus or whatever it is. That's a whole work which has to be done, and we have to create kriyas hanefesh in order to work with that. But by this, how the world speaks to me, that is very much a question of your conscious decision. I mean, you think, how should I approach that? What does that mean? What do I want from here? Yeah? What do I want from this thing or this machine or this situation or my home? What do I want from my home? Do I want from my home a place to be calm and to be happy and to be that it should be my comfort zone? Or is my home a zone where I am working on the yachas with my children or whatever your conscious decision is? So that's why this whole union of creating an environment within you, it's a question of godless. Now, this question of godless that you're telling that whatever the environment is, that is your conscious decision which guides you in that you are deciding what you want out of that, that will enable you that you are handling the situation. You are not caught by it. One of the big things by us is that situations we are in, we are caught by the situation. We are there, we are caught. And then we can't get out. And we are then really ke'aleni daf. We are just the wind is able to take care of us without resistance. You see that by a very big man. He's a very big man. But he was really caught by that. It was a boshe, it was paroi. Paro was a very big man, yeah? Very strong. His strength was unbelievable. And standing there, standing next to Moshe Rabbeinu, being one amo height, that's not so big. And Moshe Rabbeinu was 6 meters, that he was unbelievable. That means to be standing next to here's the Paro, there's Moshe, no one knows who is who, you know, they don't know where they are. Paro knows that he's alone. And Moshe only stands next to him with his whole, the foot 5 times bigger than him, you know, the foot is 5 times bigger than him. And then he says, I won't listen to you, you know. And Moshe only can just, with one thing with his foot, he will push it, stretch him, you know. And you know, I'm stronger than that one, I will not be in this world, you know. Strong man, and the way he is carried by his kriyas hanefesh is unbelievable. Because there was mechazek Hashem mislev power, but first was he was mechazek Dali. But how can you be mechazek Dali after you see people are dying, you know, you see people are thirsty for 7 days, can't drink water, you know, or whatever it is. How can you be stronger than that one? How can it be? I can't be stronger than that one. You went in immediately, no? Yeah, you would go for it. No, you would, yeah, yes, you would go for it, because for you the spiders would be like this, and you don't have an environment which speaks to you. But by Paroi, this environment, he was caught in that. I am the Melech. That is my world. And my world, when it would be only him, you know, only his own decision, you know, not his status and not his being involved in the world and things like this. It's only his own decision. I'm sure that after one time you speak to him, he doesn't listen, and then you patch him such a patch like Dam or Tzfaldeya or Kinim or Epis, you know. And I would say, go Shalom, you know, let's get rid of it. But no, he can't, because he's a Melech. Being a Melech means that you have your world, which that's what you are, and you can't leave that. You can't leave your world. It's not your own decision anymore. You are caught by this being a Melech of Mitzrayim, and that's your status. And it's not only the personal covet. Don't forget about that. It's not only the personal covet. It is caught in that environment and caught in this situation, which this situation can't leave. We want the ability that we could deal with such things. And that's why we consciously have to create our environment. We consciously have to create that, no, now this is a thing where I am going together with my children. That's what I told it loud in the Vaad. For example, I see now the parents going with their children to the Yom, Friday afternoon. It's a really juvenilization from the parents, something like this. Because when they come back, 2 hours after they come back, they are still little children playing with them. This Yom by the parents is going along with them after they come back, you know? They are caught by this environment. It was no conscious decision. I now am going to go to be Noisi Bol Chavero with my children. I'm going now to play with my children, and then I finish that, I'm coming back to my own world. No, he's caught by that. There is a kleiner mensch. He's caught by his environment. You see that? He's caught by that. Yeah? And I have this other dugma, which is a very silly dugma. And I'm going in a car, you know, in a cab, and I speak with a taxi driver, very nice. And then after I'm going out of the taxi, I come to the kettle, and it was a nice chat with the taxi driver, not too much of an inspirational chat with the taxi driver in the end. Yeah? So, but it was some interesting things, and he told me a nice story. I come to my chavrus, what do? I tell him the story of the taxi I was in, you know. Takid li ata meshuga. To tell over the story is more important than your learning, no, for sure not. But why do you do that? Okay, you say, I have to interact socially with my chavrusa too. But it's not only that. It is because you are there, and you schlep this world together with you, and we're just there, and you can't leave that thing, you know? You have to just first half an hour to take a rest from where you were, because you can't just go in and go out, and go in and go out. You can't do that, because you're caught in, your world has the grip on you, which is grip is so strong that you can't leave that. We, in Torah, want to be able to be G'doylim. G'doylim, they can do that. It's like Rav Shach when he was called by Arik Sharon. You know, don't know what that was. Rav Shach once called him, wanted to speak about some major decision he had to do in the country, and Rav Shach called Rav Shach to the phone, and I asked him about he wants to speak about this, and this was a very important decision, and he had to have the vote from the Deglatir for whatever it was. So he began to speak to him. So Rav Shach told him, "I have no time. I am middle of preparing a shir klali, pach, close to four." So that was a big tzimis by the Chiloyni newspaper. So that was a real punch for Arik Sharon. They liked it. I have no time for close to four. Believe me, and that was a clear of Rav Shach. Believe me. The moment the phone pach went down, he forgot about Arik Sharon. I forget about that. It wasn't there anymore. He said, no, I can't tell you. How do you can say? That's too great, Ashir. Back! On the Gemeinde Gemorre. And this phone was forgot. When Alexander would call you, you know, that would reverberate with you. I have a cousin, which he is a photographer in England. Green. Uh-huh. Queen. He's my favorite for the Queen of England, you know. Uh-huh. And once she shake his hand, you know, it's Islam Sheikhs or Shaman Biggs and Maga Isha, but he's also by Melech Mutta, yeah. There's no Hirurib or something, so by Melech Mutta, so with the Yichud Melech Mutta, if she's 80, it's another head to the door. Islam she's ugly, that's another third head to the door. So. Yeah, that's why I told you that, because you're pretty, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, you're going already. You just go out already.
So he shook her hand after he went out of this photographic session. He called everywhere. You know, the Queen shook my hand. So my other cousin told him, "Wash nicht auf die Hand." You know, you shouldn't wash your hand anymore. This is silly. This is cuteness. You know. That's not going to be hard weiter, you know? It's not the hell anymore. So now, do you see? So by us, this sounds like coldness. We knew that from big Rosh Yeshivas. You know, this approach from big Rosh Yeshivas, or big people from the literature, you know, they were able to be in a situation they go, I don't know, it has a sound of coldness. It doesn't have to be. It can be the warmest person. You see it in today when you want to experience that. Today it's a little bit too much the go to and fro, but when you have the chance to really have a chat a little bit with the Baal Leib, you see that. Same thing. If from one side, the Baal Leib is the warmest person with you, you know, when he really goes into the Pratim and thinks about everything, when he has the time and he's interested in going to in your Pratim, he really goes into everything. But afterwards, he's so concentrated in what he does, he just leaves that and he's back to where he is, you know, but he was fully with you. Because he's a godless, and he had a conceptual way of making, this is now the world I'm in, and now the world is the world I leave. You know, he created a world in his mental space. And we in our mental space don't create the world. We are caught by the world. We go into it, and it's just a thing which swallows up, makes a machtazoy, and that's it, you are gone, you know, you are there. And then you can't come back. Ktanim anachno. Ktanim, and that destroys everything. Everything. When you eat some left, that destroys everything, because that there's no continuation of living then, there's no continuation of tefillah, there's no continuation of anything. We can't continue anything anymore. And what we think we have to continue, it means we have to be mischazik in learning, to be magadal the learning. It's wrong. You have to find the right approach how to go out and in. This is the big thing. You have to find the right way. How are we able in our avoid to create the world? There, it's a world of and it's a world of learning, and now I enter this world and go back, you know, and I enter this world and go back. There are two different worlds. Yeah? That's just the problem. But today, you're doing yeshivas. When I go to a Rosh Yeshiva, a normal Rosh Yeshiva, you know, every month we stop, and I tell the problem that the person has to be chayzer the Talmudoi. Yeah? What will he say? How do you educate for that? You excite him about learning. Because it is this very, I don't know, it's called it shitchi or yalduti itself or childish itself, a little bit shitchi thought that the only thing which lacks to a person when he is not going back immediately to learning is because he's not so excited in learning. And he's not seeing, that's like a shtus, he's not seeing that, no, it's not because he's not excited in learning, it's because he takes the world outside wrong. It's because he takes the other thing wrong. He approaches the other thing wrong. He's a cotton. And you can be excited in learning being a cotton. That means you have only one identification point, which is in exciting in learning. And then when comes another identification point into your world, that is the identification with your worldly involvement with your children or whatever it is, there you identify, then you are identified there, and you are cotton. You are identified there, and you can't come back. It's not your head which makes that, it's your feeling which makes that, it's your excitement which makes that, and you are there with your whole feeling and excitement and you can't come back. Even you're excited learning. When you will learn, you'll be very much excited. Yeah? But you do the thing with your children, whatever, you're very much excited too. And you're taken from that. There's no conscious, godlistic decision going on. Yeah? So this is a thing which kills us. I think we have a much more possibility, a much bigger possibility to be choshev people, to be to be an Oshin Gdoilim, every one of us, able to, much more when we would be able to do that, that we have the conscious decision, this is now a world I'm entering, this is a concept or a world I have now to deal with, and I will deal with, but I will come back. And I will deal with that, and I will come back. And I will deal with that, and I will come back. And I will deal with that, and I make a conscious construction. What do I deal with? Huh? It's very choshu, very important. For example, I don't know where you're holding, how old your children are. Do you have children? You go shuas by night? No, go shuas. Go shuas by night to learn a little bit.
He's 8 months.
He's oldest. So you go with him a little bit. Yeah. And then you learn Shavuos by night. Now, Shavuos by night is a time you want to learn. Let's say. Okay. Because Shavuos by night is a time you want to shmooze or drink coffee or eat uga or whatever it is. And let's say it's a time you want to learn. Let's say. Or it's Erev Shavuos today. It's a bit. It's a long Shavuos today. So you can even begin with your child and Shabbos afternoon to learn, because it's also good to learn before Shavuos. You know. Okay, so you can have a chorat shavuos Shabbos afternoon. It's no question of erev tafshilin. You may be making with your libertor. It's mutar, you know. So you have a chorat. So, most normally, when your child is 8 years old, he will not learn. He will not learn 5 hours straight. Okay, good assumption. Yeah, he will learn for 20 minutes, something like this. That's good. That's good. That's already good. 20 minutes is a good thing. That's a lot. 20 minutes. So it'll be with you. What do you do the moment he goes out? What do you do then? You catch yourself that you could now learn. And you imagine, is this fluffy end, you know, of this. The child went and you have to begin to learn. I don't know really where to begin or how to go over that. Now, what should I learn now? So it's like, why should it have such an end? Why can't it have a straight end? Then you finish that, you begin your thing. That needs a chesed in your head. And it needs not only a chesed in your head that you want to learn. It needs a chesed in your head, what did you do with your child? It was a time of noise about with my child, that's it. It's a time which I have to make my child happy. It's a time where I have to excite my child in learning, that's the time. But the moment that's finished, now I'm going to do it myself. And you don't have any, you feel a good connection with your boy, and it was such a gewaltig thing, and then he goes away, and you felt, that was so good, and then you have to still to digest that another 5 minutes. It was so good, that was so great, and I really enjoyed it, I have to tell my wife, you know, and don't forget that, and it stays with you. No, you shouldn't. You should be able to make like this. Go. It's very difficult. It is very difficult. I understand that it's very difficult. We have to find a way how to do that. Because otherwise we will not be able to survive. Because these loose ends of being involved in something else, and then loose end, and then come to the learning, and then loose end, and then these, all these loose ends, they take away a lot of eichus of our learning. I think I wanted to look where it is. Someone told me that Rabbi Gewegel gave a broche to his son by his chassan. I'm sure you go. I think so. I think I heard that. So I have to find it. But I think Rabbi Gewegel said to his son, the broche was, he should be able to pick up where he left. That was the broche. That's good, the broche, yeah? That's the main thing, yeah? Shlomo Eger was very much involved in the tzibur. Rabbi Kivik himself was involved in the tzibur, very much involved in the tzibur. But the question of auto gotten in that, even in that format, I'm sure you have a good learning, yeah? So the farnem from the auto gotten in being involved in the tzibur is exactly that. You pick up where you left. That's it. But it's a guidance in your moyach because it's connected how you approach, how do you decide what is the world you are involved. It's not when it's emotional involvement in your world, and it's not something you decide, it's not some message which, you know, the world speaks to me, I am dealing now with this and this noise or sugya. When you don't do that, I think it's an impossibility to go back immediately. It's impossible. Because the Kirchas HaNefesh are always pushing further. They are always resonate within you. They always go further, and this emotion goes further. I was so happy to see that I went myself was not into the cinemas. I didn't have the patience. But once in a while, like it was in the late 60s, beginning of the 70s, when I was in high school. So I had once a kick out of that I was standing outside of the cinema looking at the people who come out from there. That is like you see lunatics coming out, you know? They look like, they go like, unbelievable, I can't believe that, you know? I can't believe that. They were still living that thing inside, you know? That's the whole point of going to such a shtus. The whole point is that she should still go on with you. That's what they want, you know? And it's basically, that's a cutness. So you were in that world, so why can't you come back? Be careful. It's not a question of coldness. Yeah? It's a question you have to work at. It's not being cold. You can be 100% warm being there, but you have to be able to come back. And then you are autumn godly. You can come back to your learning.
If you experience something, if you have an interaction with the world, so even after you're finished with that interaction, but there's what to be mispoinin, perhaps, there's what to grow within yourself based on what you've encountered and what you've seen.
Yeah.
So even after the ma'is is over, there's still, I would understand, there still is room to think about it and incorporate it into build yourself as a person.
That's right. Yes, you do.
So it's not just, perhaps you have to, over here, leave a little bit buffer at, perhaps, to be misplaining on yourself. At some point, it needs to be cut off. It needs to be...
You could do it. Very good, very good. Normally, I do that a little bit later. That's like a Seyda Musa in the end of the day, or so, it's a little bit later. But I'm coming back, and then this still is there, so I think about that. Could you do it immediately? Right? I do it immediately. For example, I had a very tough time once, and I was together with my father and my mother, and they were going out of the world, you know? So there, it was just dangerous to let that resonate within you. It was just danger, you know? I couldn't do that. But I had to be misbehaving, and I was misbehaving thoroughly about these things, but I had to find a way how I can just come back to something else. So then coming back to learning, that was a little bit a lot, you know, that you should say, okay, that was a little bit tough, you know. So, but I had to do a different thing. I had to find to enter another world. I had to find that switch, but otherwise it would be dangerous. I had to be misbehaving. I was extensively misbehaving throughout the years, even on that. Yeah, but not immediate. It's not a question of being still there. This being emotionally still caught there, that's not so much a thought process. That's much more a recovering process inside you. And this recovering process is able to be much shorter when you have a conscious decision. What did you do there? I don't know whether you have any conscious decision what you do. I don't know whether you have that at all, that you have a conscious decision. What is that situation I'm in? What am I involved in? You know? What you do? Mani yose. For example, when I take this vat. So the question I can ask myself, mani yose po? So there are different things. I could think about my covenant. I could think about giving a TLS. I could think of work together. I could think of all different kinds, but it will change the environment I am in. You know? It will change the environment. And then I deal with a different thing. But for example, that was very good. For example, I would leave that alone. So, or giving a shiur. Start giving a shiur, or shmur is a vad, or I have to give today vad. So giving a vad and leave that alone, not think about what you do. Then you are caught in between thinking you say shkut shikot tere and being mechubit for the people and machnif the people. They should laugh at you. They should laugh with you because otherwise it's not so fun. You know, we have to be make a chanuf a little bit in the middle, and all these midas are one big shetach to be shailed on you. You are just caught like paroi, caught for midas. You'll say shiur, and you'll say good shiur. But actually the battlefield is not the shield. The battlefield is your midas, you know? A lot of that. But when you make a conscious decision, I now want that this and this guy should have a trellis, or people over here should have a trellis, the battlefield will be a different one. You've decided on what's going on. And then it's not your COVID and things which are mainly guiding you. You are able that other things will guide you, and then you can leave that. You know, this is an entirely other, you do the same action. And you even do it better. You know? Playing with your children. You also can make a decision about that. And it will be much better. The interaction with your children will be much better when you consciously decide that now that environment is that I am now going to play with my children in order that they should have a normal good father. For example, for me, that was a part of a conscious decision. What is my obligation to my grandchildren as a grandfather? You don't have that yet. But the question is, do I have to be a father? So in the beginning, I thought that. And with my children, I was jumping around and doing things. Then I felt I don't have to carry it. I don't know. You have only 10 children, but we have, can I know, 25 grandchildren. So 10 children were enough. Being growing, being old from 17 till 4 or till 2, you know. But now we have 25 in the age from 11 till 0. No normal person has so many children, you know. Does this reveal the kingdom? After I'm old, but the harem also, normal also, you don't have so many children. You don't have that. So now you want, with all these 25 jumping around, I have to see that I make the wrong decision over here. I made no decision. I just went along with my stomach. I don't want to be this funny grandfather, and then I saw that I will begin to hate them, you know. I don't want them over here. And I have to make a conscious decision, what does it mean to be a grandfather? And then the interaction with my grandchildren are much better. It's much better. Now I'm out a little bit and I don't have to be there for you. And you don't have to smile for me. But that will be when you come to me, I'll be a little bit playing around with you. I say a good word. I make a game with you. I pick you up once, you know. Not like when you pick up your child and you have three of them, you have all the three pick up 20 times, you know. Now just imagine you have to pick up 25 and they come to you till they are 35 kilos. They want also to be picked up. You turn over into a weightlifter, you know. That's what you turn over. No, you can't do that. But then you have to create the right environment. What does it mean a grandfather? And that was a conscious decision. It was very healthy. But always you don't do this. Normally you don't do that. Yeah? You do not do. This is a benefit we have, that we are gdoilim. We have to be gdoilim in our small world. A godless able, this godless able to that. That is in a certain way what I always tell you. The godless lives in different worlds. The godless, the gather of godless is, you do not live only in one world. You live in different worlds. So of course, the real Adam God, he lives in different worlds at once. When we can't live in different worlds like this, one apart the other, there are no different worlds there. There are only different kriyas and nefesh coming up. There are no different worlds. When you don't live in different worlds, even one after the other, how could we live together? You know, it's gaydish. But that's godless. Godless is you live in different worlds. But these different worlds are constructed by you. This is your mental decision. What is the world I'm in now? Yeah? Is it the yachas to your wife? Is it to your children? Is it the chavrus? Is it the makolet? Is it whatever the world is you are in, you know? Whatever the world is you are in.
Is the godless in effect? It seems like the godless is not the fact that they could live in one world and then live in another world. The godless is in the transition.
Yeah.
To be able to switch back and forth like that.
Yeah.
That's the godless.
Yes. But that means because there are different worlds and you can enter and go. And there's not the kriyas which are guiding you. Because that's what makes different. The true switch is because the kriyas are still resonating with you. Yeah? They're resonating with you. That's my take. Look, it could be it's not right. This is my take. I am struggling now with this sugya, also in the Menola Chavir. I struggle now with that sugya, because this is a very basic sugya. I'm struggling with that. How can you switch? So I hold, the switch is not shaykh so much when you are only guided by your Kriyas Nefesh, because Kriyas Nefesh don't want to switch. That's the whole point of the Kriyas Nefesh. You know? When you are in rage on someone, you're in chaos. So how difficult it is to come back, you know? You just you want to kill that guy, and then you can't begin to learn, because you still want to kill the guy. But then you have further left of steam, you have to give drink a coffee, and then even 5 minutes later, you're still, on the other hand, you know? it's not because the Kriyach HaNefesh was Shailut on you. But then you would say, you know, I have now to enter this room and to enter with this guy, and I have to tell that guy what I mean from him in order that he should be aware that he can't do whatever he wants. Now I open the door and I tell him, my good friend, when you do that once again, I will kill you literally, and you'll be dead. Yeah, shalom. And you go out, you can't go back to learning. No problem. And not because you didn't tell him that so strongly, it's because you consciously went into another world. It's much easier. But when the chaos is guiding you, the chaos will reverberate with you the whole time, you know, until that wears off. Taiva, till that wears off. All these things, till it wears off, it takes a lot of time.
That's just the Koyach HaSeichel. It sounds like it's much more than just Koyach HaSeichel. To be sure, it's on each middah, like, so to speak, pushing.
It's not the question of middah so much, it's the question of that's what Rabbi Sol calls chush. That means I decide how the world speaks to me. I decide what do I do now? What is the environment I'm going in?
Well, I mean, I can make a decision right now. I'm going to go work on this thing. So I know I'm going to go work on this, and I'm going to be completely preoccupied. I can put myself in that world. I'll do that. The problem is, so for example, my wife knows. We have an agreement. If I'm working on something, she knows that I'm there. So she'll come and tell me something, and I'll look at her, and I'll respond, but I don't hear a word she's saying the whole time. She knows that she has to stop saying chayim, and I have to, are you listening to me? And then I'll listen to her, and then she'll talk to me. That's what I need. So she knows. She says, I'm a malach. I can only do one thing. So that's our relationship. But once I'm doing it, I decided to do this. But to come back out, that's, I don't have the cuff to just, I mean, that's much harder. We're saying Rav Schacht and just go from Ariel Sharon to this, to back to Ron Lee. That's a whole different thing. How do you just change your world?
Why is a person so caught by one thing? What do you think? Perhaps that's not my problem, you know?
They were saying that if you go into a situation and you don't have an agenda, then you can be toughest by the thing and you can't get out. But if you go in with an agenda, even when something would come up, you'd be able to get out of it because you knew that you had an agenda.
That's what I think. But right. He said not so much.
Well, but he's saying he didn't have an agenda. If you'd have an agenda at the beginning, so now you're saying that if your wife's coming, that's outside of your agenda. So then you're not setting yourself up to deal with your wife. If your agenda was to work on your thing, and then you'd say at the end, okay, I'm done with my thing now, so then you could stop it if you had an agenda.
That's why I want to deal with my wife. That's why she knows she has to stop, help me stop, so that I can decide, okay, now I'm listening. But if she wouldn't help me do that, I would totally ignore it. I wouldn't hear a word she's saying. It's nothing happening.
Very interesting.
I don't know.
I have to think about that. I have people like this. I know people like this. I know a few like this, which they have a natural way of. It's like being concentrated or being a little bit like aloof the moment they are into something. They are like taking off, you know?
That's not normal? Okay.
There could be a difference. If someone comes to you in the middle of what you're doing, so then I made a conscious decision that I'm involved in this thing.
Yeah.
But there's a difference between when I'm finished this thing, does it still linger by me, and does it still occupy me, and can I move on to something else? There's a difference if someone comes in the middle of what you're doing and then you're not sure how to deal with it. Once you're done with it, that's what we're talking about. Once you're done with it, does it still carry over to your next pa'ula?
Does
it still occupy you? And then
very good, very good, very nice. Yeah, very good. That could be a big difference. That could be. I want. Look. This is. I tell you the truth. I am biased by that. Not only by Ben Olam HaVeira, because I have to go to England. And they want to work, they want to speak by the Mechanchim, they want to speak something about Chinuch. So I took that challenge, which I don't know how to deal with that. I told them, you know, you have a Yeshivik Tana, the English system, this crazy system. So they go to Yeshivik Deira, you know, for the last 4 years. You have this Moised, let's work on that. Because without that, you will not be able to be Matzliya. Let's work, how can you be Chayzal Talmudri, you know? How can you do that? That would be the noise I have to speak. I'm going to England now. I have to speak in the Moisit with the Mechanchim. So it is a craze to take up such a challenge that you don't know what to say, you know. But that's my matzah. I don't really know what to say. But that, I only know that this is a problem. When we don't try once to deal with that, we'll stay k'tanim all our lives. We'll never grow up. Yeah? Okay? So that was the Hemshech of last time. Next Sunday won't be about. Sunday afterwards we go further on. Do you want to go? Yeah? Okay, so let's go for a run. Sunday morning.
The week after Shavuos.
We do, yeah. Sunday morning is a little bit difficult, not tough. Today, by the next, I felt it's tough, you know. What's Shavuos? It's so early. You know. Okay, so we'll see. But it will be, it's good Sunday morning.
Okay. For a Rebbe who's in Yeshiva Katana, he's a Rebbe for 6 hours. So Kozel Tamudo means that he learns in the morning, he goes and he's a Rebbe the whole day, and then he comes back and he's holding the sugir, or he's just able to engage in learning?
Able to engage in learning, Mistome.
Nothing to do with that he's being Mamshech from the Tosos.
Mistome, that would be bigger, that would be bigger thing. But
it just means that he's able to stop the Daigas of his Tamidim and his family, and then just go back to learning.
Yeah. The time this is. First, try to do that, okay? Say that, I'll come. Tag is on.
The Thursday event, Wednesday.